Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Hello, Fetu. Welcome to another banging episode of Groove Patel. It's 2024, Fetu. It's our first episode. As you know, we do bring you nothing but the best. We've been very, very consistent with bringing you nothing but the best, rather. Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for helping us grow. As you know, in the past year, that's when we hit our 100K mark. We're looking forward to repeating the same thing this year, where we get to 200Ks, and obviously you're going to be a part of us. It's a new season, new show. As I said, we're shooting from Fumani Game Lodge. It's out in Limpopo, Bafetu. Please book. Give yourself some time, you know, to come and chill out. And it's a great honor for me today to introduce this amazing vocalist to open up this particular show, to open up this year for us as Groove Cartel. Bafetu, Usinethemba Gonelo, sing a song, sis.
Ay, 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 ay. ufakele limnyama kwaye lendlela yakha ilulanga
Oh,
ibhekise kwela kuthi na kuwaqanda lamathafa ngibhekise kwela kuthi
Kwa kunini ngoku wawulila oh. Some more, yeah.
Kuba kaloku mnanvuyo mzozwana injabulo hluleka wayo aya kululanga wayo aya kululanga kunga Oh, nzulu yemfihlakalo nzulu Voilà.
Thank you.
Bafethu, that was an amazing, amazing, amazing performance by Usisre too. Usinethemba Gonelo. She sang from the heart, it seems. Yeah. So let me just catch up with her and find out who she is and what she's actually all about. Usinethemba.
So, hello.
Welcome to Groove Quartel, Sisram. If your voice could be put in a can,
mm-hmm.
and then so I package and with the man stress, I will add.
I'm full in. Ah, yes. Need to go museum, guys.
So Sisram, you can sing, man.
Thank you.
You sing very well. You touched me, and I know you've touched many other people that I've interacted with when it comes to your music via YouTube, you know, streaming channels, comments and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I'd like to thank you for that. Your ability to kupulumundo, you know. Your voice is very important.
So
I think it's just something that you should know, and equally I think you're aware of it.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about you, Siswam. The beginning of your singing, not your music career, just your singing. Where how far back does that go?
Pure. I think I started singing around 9.
Yeah.
Because I'm a PK, so in a Christian-based family, yeah. So every now and then you have to sing. When you're a PK, you have to sing.
Yeah.
I want a chance.
Yeah.
So yeah, my music career, I would say, started there. Even recently, personally, Sonke Kaya, we are very musical. My dad is a musical genius.
Yeah.
So every now and then, we have to sing, pray.
Oh wow.
And so in the corner, in the cooler now. So I'm actually the first one who went to pull me. Apparently. But they've been it's just a line of beautiful musicians and singers and writers.
Yeah. Oh wow. You know, and I can understand your story, because your story reflects how you sing. It's very grounded.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's something, it's one of the, there's a deep sense of comfort when you sing and how you present your music. So obviously church-based, family-based type of singing.
Yeah.
The years go by. What makes you decide to break away from the family norm of just singing kaweni and at home before eating and whatnot? To actually trying this thing out as a proper career.
So it was just a random day, and my brother invited me to studio. I don't know why, but still, let's a studio.
I
invited him to studio, and he went. Yeah. I don't know what you can actually record. Like, information about you can actually have music career. It's very less. I didn't even know, but okay, you record and stuff. For me, that whole experience was just like different balab, and we started recording from there. But yeah, you know, it didn't go as planned, but it was just kalo sayo bam. Yeah. Then later on, went to school. My brother convinced me to go and study music. I did. It was a great experience. Ebomin bam. Yeah.
You speak about your brother lovingly, hey?
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm making this statement is because we were chatting, I think it was, you know, we've been here for quite some time. I don't want to flex. We're at Fumalin Lodge in Limpopo. We did things like swimming and, you know, game drive and whatever. And we had a chat around our invitation to you.
Yeah.
And I'd, if you don't mind, I'd love you to please share the moment, you know, and how your brother is such an integral part of your music career. Because I find that to be very, very, very inspirational. You know, that you've got somebody, you know, especially a sibling.
Yeah.
It's like, Ndona, let's do this thing. Yeah, yeah.
It was, I think, when we shoot.
Yeah.
For as in Ukshuta Tatus Kat.
As you would know.
I was mad tired. I think it's around 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Kanfika, I'm like, okay, I just want a bath and then go to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't normally check my phone. So right after I pray, I'm like, okay, let me just check Instagram.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And I was looking at packets around and the feeling like, group cartel.
I'm yeah.
Like, what? I wanted to scream so bad, but also it was a very mixed, because I also wanted to cry. I was like, yo, whoa, is this true? Okay, I think I have to go again and then pray again and then come back. Then I call my brother, I'm like, hello, it's Pumelele. We made it.
We made it.
And immediately, what jump? Because I remember my mother was scared. Because my brother was screaming. So it was that.
And you know, it's as I said, it's you know, that's like a testament to, I guess, you know, the type of family background that you come from. And then so the studio thing, as you said initially, it didn't work out. But where you are right now, what was that transition like? I mean, you gave us an amazing performance and it was very varied, you know, even from a genre perspective. How does that happen where you're like, okay, now I'm singing and you start going back into the studio to make the music that then becomes what we know today?
Music is very spiritual.
Yeah.
Like you don't plan. Like when I tell you about a lot of songs that I've sang here, others I didn't even write.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain that.
So my father once break down El Gamedi to Isangoma. So at Ndambuza Tatal Kazutin, when you're a musician, you'll be Isangoma, Lengoma. So whoever came before you that wants to pass something, uzawenza through it. So it's just a portal of music to people. So a lot of songs I would just put on earphones and then we go. Just having to allow music to take its course and take its place to people. I think that's what being a healer is.
I actually don't even... Wow, okay. I'm stumped, I told you.
Yeah.
How do you get into that space where you allow the voice, the ones that came before you, to exist through you? Because it's very difficult to trust the voice,
I'm assuming,
you know, am I confident enough to share my thoughts in melody?
One thing about Mna, I love music.
Okay.
I love music.
Okay.
And ikawe nguyo izayoni. So whenever you sing izayoni uzocula and then uzoba nomoya.
Yeah.
It has been into yamba. Okay, I don't like, okay, fine, I'm going to sing.
Okay.
No, ears in zegelele. And I think as cool as ufunda, I would say it's cool as a right, but in a way that it, too much information.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just about being present with music at the time. That allows you to be the best in what you do, baby.
We bring you nothing but the best.
Yeah.
You know, yo, like, wow, man. I'm really, 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 really fascinated by you. And with what you've done and all the people that you've worked with, what does the future actually look like for you, just in terms of where you want to take yourself, but also equally, are you just going to allow Umoya to do what Umoya needs to do?
It's about that. It's just about allowing Umoya to do what it has to do. Because since Ogogwenza won, and I can't, in a way, take Lando. I don't know if it makes sense. I don't know how to put it. I can't plan. As much as I can plan, but I can't plan.
I
was in Zegela the same way that it has been. So, of course, I'm looking to drop an EP.
Okay, lovely.
I'm dropping an EP soon. And also I am hosting live shows end of March. And then after that, every other Sunday of the month, I'll be hosting a show at Moari Pizza House, where I'll be breaking down all the songs with the band. And
ooh.
Yeah.
I still preview.
It's coming.
E Familiako. As you say, you're very musical. what does this mean for them now when they interact with you, now that you're here? I mean, as I said earlier, you broke away from the traditional let's sing at church and whatnot. What are they like now? I mean, let's not ask about your brother, because that's very clear where he is.
Please, they are so proud. Like, this one time when go to Gil in the Eastern Cape, like utatambe ka kokota door to door. I'm like, go sine tembo yaqhula umntana ngale TV. So it's that type of, they're very proud.
Yeah.
They're very proud. Umama, whenever I post something about music, just know wonke umuntu uzoyazi lokushilo ukuthi umntana uzovela TV ucula ingoma ethile, nivile ba uyaqhula umntana. So it's that thing, they're very proud. They're very proud.
Have you had your moment where you feel like, as in, sing like, I'm in the industry, I'm in the game, and I'm gonna just have fun and just do this thing, as difficult and as challenging as it can become? Because I know the behind the scenes well as well. Not always pleasant, you know?
It's this moment. You see this moment right here? My achievements are fine, man. And I think this one is one of, I don't want to cry, but yeah, it's this moment right here. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. That's actually very affirming. Shout out to the team as well, gents. That's lovely. Thank you so much. And you've got like real legit tears.
And then the chill gave up. I'm not going to cry. Like, I promised myself.
and yet you did.
Yeah.
Snetemba, the, you know, the show, the coming EPs, the everything else that's yet to come, just from a drive perspective, what keeps you going? I mean, yes, there's family support, yes, there's, you know, the fans out there and whatnot, but what does Usnetemba, away from us, your audience, away from us, the world, what's that one thing that you can say is your driving force?
I think it has to be a self-development through music. Music has been a big, I don't know, a moment in terms of knowing myself and understanding myself. It's been like revealing a lot of beautiful things about myself.
Mm.
And it's been really affirming about, okay, I am here and I'm doing this thing. Like, the whole experience of just being a human with music has been very amazing for me. Yeah.
Yo, Snetemba. As I said, man, I wish I could find a way to package your voice. And yeah, when Muntu, when the spirit is down, when the chips are down, you can just listen to how you speak, because your voice is pageme, man. You know, pageme. So yeah, I think I'd like to actually honestly just thank you, myself and my, you know, my crew, the Groove Cartel, and maybe extend it further to all of the people that have been healed through your music and through your presence. I've had the privilege of, you know, spending some time with you, and I guess through observation, you know, this is very genuine, it's legit, and very intentional.
Yeah.
You know, very, very, very intentional, and it's something to be, you know, to be commended, because the game, yeah, entertainment sometimes. But I think there's one thing that I enjoy about you and about listening to your music, it's just that consistency. And the fact that you want to heal us, and the fact that you know that you heal us.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And we'd also like to wish you all the best, you know, with your EP, with the performances, you know, upcoming. And we sang on them, man, in the truest sense of the word. And you know, thank you for sharing that with us. I think, and also equally thank you for owning it, because if you don't own it, then perhaps, who knows, we wouldn't be here, you and I.
Yeah.
You know. So all the best.
Thank you.
Social media camera is that one over there. If you can just please share your social media handles.
So it's Snetemba Gonelo, Snetemba_Gonelo on Instagram. On Twitter, it's Snetemba_Gonelo. On TikTok, it's Snetemba_Gonelo. Everywhere, it's Snetemba_Gonelo.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yabulela siswam. Fetu, I'm still Eshmo Pedi. We're still Groove Cartel. We're signing out. We'll check you on the next episode. We're still out at Fumani Game Lodge. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Bring your Amstels here. Chill by the pool just like we are. And yeah, check you on the next one. Awe.
To you by Amstel, slow brewed, extra matured, not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.